Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
My goal for the weekend was to find my mojo and not be desperate. That sounds sad.
I actually had to take Wendy's phone from her because of the text messaging, even the non-drunk text message, because we were talking Friday about how, you know, she doesn't want to play the games, and you want to just go ahead and contact a guy if you like him, right?
Like right away, usually I'll contact right back. I'll text right back, especially if I dig a guy. So I'll text him right back and not wait any sorts of period waiting to text him back. So I guess I looked eager. So Melissa had to take my phone because a boy I dug kind of texted me in the morning. And because I texted him the night before.
And I could see the temptation. I could see the fingers going toward the touchpad. And I said, no, give me your phone.
So she took my phone for the morning. And then I had the assignment that I couldn't text boys until today at noon.
That's right.
How'd it go?
And?
It was good. Well, I didn't drunk text.
But you text somebody.
But
it was supposed to not be anybody you were really interested in, right?
Okay. So.
Okay.
Please explain.
All right. Friday night, me and Sean ended up at Five Paces, and the phone was away. It was in my bag, so I didn't touch the phone at all on Friday night. And
which is really difficult because Wendy just got a cool new iPhone.
Right.
I love so this new it's phone. Like,
so she's looking for reasons to use it.
It's amazing.
It's just cool.
And then it wasn't in her bag, and it was at the bar to having drinks itself. It's kind of a weird thing.
It was actually bartending.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the iPhone was actually pouring drinks.
It's my bartender for the night.
I downloaded the app, get buzzed for me. So.
No, so we just mingled and actually met a lot of cool guys and mingled around. And I met this one guy out on Friday night who was really cool, hung out with him the whole night. So obviously I didn't have a reason to text. And then, but he texted me and asked if I got home okay. So I was like, on a technicality, I just say text back. And I just go, yes, I made it home safe.
That was it.
Okay.
And that was it for Friday.
That's totally
okay. That's fair enough because cool. if you didn't text back, you might have called 911 or climbed out from under your bed to see if you're okay or whatever.
Could have happened.
That one was legit. Did you text him again over the weekend at all?
Yes.
Well, good question. Well,
Wendy came in, and there's a lot of eye contact with us, and she's looking at us, engaging us, and the more she's talking, the more she's
just looking down at them. I'm really ashamed. Yeah. I'm ashamed
always,
of myself.
It's always the damn
I'm ashamed of
question.
Myself. No, Saturday night was a great night. Obviously, we heard about it with Sean and Jen, and
we had some Burt Show bonding time.
Burt Show bonding and bonding over drinks. So I did send a drunk dial.
You couldn't even do it one weekend, Wendy. You couldn't do it one weekend.
But it was one. I didn't do several.
So you I thought you said that you didn't
did you leave
text
a message?
So.
No, I didn't leave a message.
It was he just got a missed call from
but
you.
But it's on the caller ID at what time?
I don't remember.
The more she talks, the more we realize.
Sean, will you grab a mic over here also?
Because
I want you to be the truth because I know Wendy has a tough time.
Well, I'm telling you the truth because I would have been like, no, I didn't.
100% truth.
Yeah, we want to talk to Wendy and we want to find out what really happened.
Right.
Well, yesterday we were like, wait to a certain time to text him back or call him or something. And you can't do it exactly at like 12:30 or 1 because then it looks too obvious. So we gave her a time limit and she had to do it like within an hour after she
I can't
texted
figure out
him.
What time.
I'm telling here is the
and
thing
did
that you
wait?
Need to learn.
You did.
Oh,
right?
I did wait. Yeah.
You waited till when?
To text him back?
Yeah, the second text.
Well, I called him on Saturday night and left a drunk dial, but then Sunday He sent me a text.
And then you text him back.
But I waited an hour.
Is that the one you had?
Wow.
Wow, 60 whole minutes. 60 what did you do with yourself?
Wow.
For Wendy, that's a lifetime.
An amazing strength you found. Oprah would be so proud
of
you.
But I didn't. It's not like I sent, like, while I was, like, well, because then he didn't text back to that text that I sent him an hour later for a while. But I didn't send like two or five in the middle of that. I didn't send him any in the middle. I was patient.
I think it's okay to respond,
right? No, you cannot air
the whole point of the chase.
Right. She failed. That's it. I mean, you cannot air on the side.
I think in comparison to where it was, Wendy has really
come. She couldn't go one weekend with the assignment.
Well, he did send me a text. He's like, are you going to get in trouble for texting me?
Yes.
I go, yes.
And she texts him back, yes.
There's another one.
Okay.
Was the drunk dial the same guy you had me drunk dial?
No.
So you had her drunk dial somebody for you also?
Well, I don't think you did.
I looked at my phone Sean and it said, was that guy.
I go, no, never mind. And then I guess Sean did it anyway.
Hey, will you send a text message to Boosh number 4 for me, please?
No, but it was, I mean, this is a different guy. It wasn't the ones before, so I did good.
You can't err on the side of waiting too long for a guy. You can't really. I mean, we'll wait and wait and wait.
But I'm just being friendly.
No, you're not. You're being desperate. That's what I'm trying to get you out of.
I didn't.
I thought you did pretty good.
I did good. It was all friendly text.
But here's the problem.
Because I also think that she was texting back to maybe somebody she's not as interested in.
Right.
As other people she could have been text messaging.
Doesn't matter because
here's the
problem.
The assignment for the weekend was not to text. No,
women are pathetic and other women are enablers.
One text message.
I'm like, she's not texting the guy that she really likes.
No, I wasn't drunk.
You're enabling.
One text message is
20. One text.
One.
Mm-hmm. See?
One text message is 20 steps backwards. Because if you're in a relationship, if you're having this relationship with the guy, whatever it is, no matter how much you like him, if you text message, if he's used to text messaging you and getting a response right back, right? And then he all of a sudden one whole weekend doesn't get a response back. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. Why am I off the radar? But one text message back.
That's it.
Reinforces that he's on the radar and he's still on your.
But I just met him on Friday, so it's okay.
How has your system worked up till this point? I'm just curious.
Like,
I usually text him while I watch him walk out of the bar. Hey, I'm watching you leave the bar.
I guess I'm more gutsy when I have a couple of drinks, so I usually just send text message after text message because I think it's funny. But I didn't do that this weekend.
So what you're asking her, Bert, is has her the way she's been doing this so far worked for her, been successful for her when it comes to relationships?
That's exactly what
I'm asking. That's what Bert was asking.
Well,
that's a pretty
I've
obvious
only been
answer.
Single for a little while, so I can't really.
Well, you've been single since birth, or what?
Well,
I mean, you were seeing the dude for a while, and now here you are. You're out there single again, and you're not getting the love you want.
I know. I'm really bad at this.
Just while we're wrapping up this conversation, hey, Brittany, are you familiar enough with the iPhone that if Wendy handed you hers right now, you could just confirm what she's telling us?
Oh, here. I can show you.
Unless she deleted it.
No, I didn't delete anything out of my phone.
As wasted as she was, she did very well.
This was...
Right.
Like,
she didn't really the enabling? See, guys would never give each other this kind of room.
Yeah, if you make one flaw...
You succeed or you fail.
No.
I know. I have friends...
Women do nurture each other.
Totally, man.
I have friends
It's not
who,
enabling, it's nurturing. I do think, though, she did fail her, what we asked her to do.
You play golf. But, you play 18 holes of golf.
You did.
You jack up one putt on one hole, and that's all the guys are going
to
get straight.
The assignment was not to text a boy that you were interested in, and you did, so, I mean, you didn't fulfill the assignment.
I didn't do it when I was out.
But you didn't. That's not what the assignment was.
Couldn't go one weekend.
I thought I was pretty proud of myself.
I think you're on the way there.
Now I'm going to go home and have a fun day. I thought I did really good.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.